Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Refuse to Receive Symptoms Already in Progress.
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Now then, in 1 John 1:9 that we just read there, what kind of sin can you commit that God won't forgive? As far as I know, there's nothing. As far as I know, He will forgive every sin. You know, I mean, He says He will. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we confess it, He will forgive it. You know, so, okay, verse 10, let's go to verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. We all know we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, do we not? So let's don't try to hide something or do something. We just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry I messed up. And here's, I like to do this. I say, Lord, will you please remember that I'm just dust? You know, I'm just a man. You know, I'm just dust. And Lord, I mean, it seems like I can't do everything right. I'm just like y'all. You know, that when I sin, I sin. When you sin, you sin. And some of us will sin before we get out of here today. Some of us will sin before we get home today. Some of us will sin before we get in bed tonight. But thank God we serve a God that forgives us. And when He forgives us, we say, thank you, Lord. And we do not say that we have not sinned. We do not want to make you a liar, God. We know we have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Next verse. Okay, the next chapter then. The next chapter in verse 1. Yeah, the next chapter. Chapter 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. Now then, He's writing these things to you and me to let us know that we are not supposed to sin. Is that what that says? My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous. If we do mess up, we have somebody that we can go to. And the thing about it is, it took me way too long to realize this, that when you sin, I mean, it doesn't take much to sin. Anything you do that's not of faith is sin. When you do sin, when you fall from grace, as Dave used that word a while ago, falling from grace, when you do, and that's in the scripture, when you do fall from grace or sin, usually there's already a demon sitting there with a fiery dart drawn, aiming it right at you, waiting to get you. He don't have to wait long. Usually a demon, I've sinned a couple of times in my life whenever before the word cleared my mouth, a demon with a fiery dart would hit me and I would come down with asthma, allergy or something. It's just amazing how instantly it can happen to you. But all you got to do is repent. Repent of the sin and then drive out the devil. Sometimes it's not easy to drive out. I've had some experiences in my life when I would sin and he would come in and make me sick immediately, put asthmas or allergies or something like that. I would repent of my sin, and then sometimes the longest one, it took me 4 days of rebuking the enemy to get him to leave. He just would not leave. I had to get violent with him, just like Paula was saying a while ago. You sometimes just scream at him, don't you? You just have to do whatever you have to do to keep him out. But if you know you have confessed your sin, then don't let the beast sin, because if you let him stay in there, he'll stay in there. That you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous. Okay, next verse, verse 2. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Just think, the blood of Jesus is good enough to cleanse the entire world from sin. Boy, is there some sin in this world? I'm telling you, there's some sin in this world, but His blood is so powerful that it can cleanse the entire world of sin. Wow, the sins of the whole world. Verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, does his commandments tell you to go to church? Yes. His commandment says go to church. His commandment says walk in love. Does God command you to love one another?
Yes,
yes he does. Does his commandments command you to love him?
Yes.
Does it command you to love your neighbor?
Yes.
Does it command you to love yourself?
Yes.
Okay, he says there, hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So if you don't keep his commandments, you got a problem. And that's what brings sickness and disease. Verse 4, let's see what verse 4 says. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Wow. If you talk about offending somebody, somebody says, I'm a Christian. You go to church? No. Just like that girl here a while back that I was in the barbershop I've told Joel about, and a new girl. I'd never seen her before. I was getting a haircut, so I said, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, you go to church? Yes. I said, well, if you're a Christian, you go to church. What good things did God doing in your life? Oh, she said, I just had my second son. I said, well, praise God. I said, how long have you and your husband been married? Oh, I'm not married. I've never been married. I said, what? You got two sons and you're not married, never have been married? I said, I thought you told me you were a Christian. Well, she said, I am. I said, no, no, huh? I said, that's a curse. That'll bring a curse on you and them kids. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Boy, that woman got so mad at me, she walked outside for a little while. She finally come back in. I said, well, are you going to finish cutting my hair or not? Well, I'll find somebody else, you know, no problem. One thing about hair, if they mess it up, it always grows back, praise God. So anyway, I just, she went ahead, but she never said another word. Not another word. She didn't like what I said. But anyway, as I finished and I started to leave, paid her and started to leave, the owner of the barbershop come outside with me. She said, Mr. Scrivener, you need to learn to not to do those kind of things. I said, what do you mean? She said, you offended that girl. I said, honey, she said, you need to be more loving. I said, let me tell you what, the kind of love that I have, you don't understand. I said, if I didn't love that girl in there, I'd have just let her die and go to hell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said a word to her. But I said, because I do love her and I do care for her. I said, I'm telling you that that woman in there that was cutting my hair, that's had two sons out of wedlock, is on her way to hell. I said, if that woman died today, although she said she was a Christian, she does not obey God's rules, she does not do what he says. I said, the scripture clearly says, no adulterer or no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Is that what it says?
Amen.
So if I didn't care, had no compassion at all or no love for this girl, I'd just say, you know, well, okay, she have no husband, that's okay. But that's not okay. That's what I would have said if I didn't love her. But if I love her, I gotta tell her the truth.
Amen.
But she, as I mentioned that to her, she said, well, you know, God will forgive me. I said, yes, he will. I said, if you go home tonight and tell God, I'm sorry that I brought these two children into the world out of wedlock. If you ask him to forgive you, he will. I said, if you go back to bed with that boy tonight, I said, now you're sinning willfully. I said, and he will not forgive that. That will bring a fiery judgment of God upon you because you know the truth. Wow. So I told the lady, I said, if y'all want to do something good here in this barbershop, I said, you know, need to start a Bible study. Say Tuesday night or something. After everybody leaves, y'all have a Bible study. Read the New Testament. I said, just read it. You'll be amazed at what you'll learn if you just read it out loud. The other day I was back down there and I said, well, you girls started a Bible study? She said, we have. I said, well, praise God. That's good. So at least they're studying the Bible now. In other words, what if I hadn't said anything? They wouldn't have started a Bible study. You see, we are too passive, are we not? We need to tell, as we're the salt and light of the earth. Is that right? We're supposed to be telling people about Jesus. Because just think, the way I read the book, if you die without Jesus, you get to go to hell forever and ever and ever. I love people way more than that. If I've never met you, don't know anything about you, I still love you enough to tell you about Jesus, because I wouldn't want anybody to die, go to hell. Would you? No, no. If you get mad at me, that's okay. I don't care. That's okay. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we're supposed to do the same thing Jesus did. How many of you really believe that you can do the same things Jesus done? Wow, that's a bunch of you. Praise the Lord. That's nearly all of you. Wow. Father, I want to thank you and praise you for this week, for this day, and this coming week. And I thank you for all the miracles you're going to do. And I thank you, Lord, for Dave explaining communion to us so clearly, so we can all examine ourselves and know that Jesus paid the price for us, so we don't have to be sick. We're going to stand on your word. We've repented of all sin, and we're going to believe with no doubt in our heart that we can also pray for the sick, and we can pray for the lost. And just like Paul prayed for that man and got him saved just in the last few seconds before he died, the Lord sent the right person just because she prayed a prayer of faith. Lord, I thank you and praise you for honoring your word, making your word work in our lives, and showing us so that we can see you do your mighty miracles of healing and restoration and salvation. We are so grateful that we serve a living God that's alive and well, and that you speak to us. I know many, many people, most of them in this room, have heard your audible voice at one time or another, and I thank you for talking to them. And those that have not heard that, Lord, I ask you to speak to them and show them the truth. And I thank you, Lord, for being such an awesome, mighty God. Thank you for blessing us. Now, Lord, inspire us in every way you can this week as we go, that we talk to everybody we can talk to about Jesus. We want to see people saved, healed, and delivered.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Refuse to Receive Symptoms, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid, by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.